only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Uh-huh. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Welcome to another edition of Phone Fantasy Radio. This is Musically Inclined with the Crush Hearts, the Monday night jukebox. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are definitely in the building. We're definitely in the zone. First track of the night to start things off, Raheem Devon. I don't care. Let them hate if they want to. That right there is a fitting song. Today has been a very stressful day. And I don't know. I'm just getting stuff left to right on the internet, Facebook, one of these roasting blogs that collect hot mess or hot ghetto mess pics. Had me featured on their site today. Got all different types of comments. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm not into that. Like, I know, like, I put myself out there. I take these pictures, and I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I accept that, you know, and I know what I'll be getting myself into when I expose myself the way I do. However, a young lady hit me up from my own posting that I posted on a page. She hit me up, and she said some really kind words, and, you know, that's what, you know, it all boils down to, you know, somebody getting something positive out of what I'm doing. So, you know, that song right there is very fitting for the way I was feeling at the moment. So that right there, Raheem Devon, I Don't Care, shout out to that right there. Shout out to everybody that's feeling. Shout out to everybody that enjoyed a week of love celebration for Fantasy Radio last week. I am sorry. I crashed on Friday. Ooh-wee. I just crashed. There was no way around it. I couldn't keep my eyes open. It was a hot ghetto mess. That's what that was. Hot ghetto mess. I was just straight ratchet. But shout out to everybody that tuned in and held on with me last week on a Week of Love celebration. Shout out to Russ and Dre and Lady C and Mrs. PG and R. Rich and John and Lowry Edwards for coming through and debuting his song Fallen, which I will be playing again tonight right here on the Phone Fantasy Radio Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. All right, 805-830-8320. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Press that one, I'll definitely let you on. So, tomorrow is the Honey Suite, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Definitely tune in because I'm going to talk about my weekend tomorrow. Today, it's just me getting it in with this music. I got a lot of good tools on here, I think, so... you know, sit back, relax, call me up, say hi. I'm on Twitter right now, at La Crush Hearts, at Phone Fan Radio. I'm on Facebook right now, La Hearts, you know. Holla and subscribe. And I'll be right back.
Hey, no, no. That you can't find nowhere else. When you're following and I'm not around, and temptation fills your heart, think of all the ways that I'm faithful, babe. To replace me would be hard, cause ain't nobody. You can even
I am.
Heart sounding like Barry White right now. Throat starting to come act up again, but it's all right. I'm gonna work with it. I was just finished playing The Dream, I Love Your Girl, and before that, the legendary Mary J. Blige with I Am. And we're starting the night off on a good note, feeling real good right now. I'm awake compared to last week Wednesday, I mean last week Friday. But I don't do shows on Friday, so y'all have to bear with me. But yeah, I fell asleep live on air. And I was on Ustream, folks. I was on the cam. I had people looking at me, typing to me, telling me to get up and go to sleep. But I was like, nah, I got to hold out. You know, like I was definitely trying to give y'all a full show. And then I just finally shut it down just in the middle of the show. Just like no goodbyes, no nothing. Just got to go. See you when I see you. O-M to the G. All right, so it's the 18th already. You know, not that many days in February. We already basically is the last full week of February. Next Friday is the first. Ain't that about a motherfucking minute? Where did the days go? I guess because I was sick for like 3 weeks. Sheesh. Still trying to get better. But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to Russ in England over there across the pond holding it down. Shout out to Dre, good friend Dre, who was holding me down on Friday telling me to take my tired ass to bed and go to sleep. See me on cam looking like I'm snoring and drooling at the same damn time. Oh my gosh. No cam today, folks. No cam today. I'm not trying to get caught out there again. But overall, I'm feeling all right now. I'm going to get back into this music. And call me up. The lines are wide open. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Also, if you got Skype, you got a free Skype account. You can also hit us up on Skype. If you are on my website, phonefantasyradio.com, in the right side corner, you're going to see a column. And that's basically the Blog Talk Radio page. And at the very top of that slideshow, it says you can speak to the hostess. And it has the phone number, 805-830-8320. And right after that zero, there's a little blue button with the letter S on it. Click that, and it will automatically start your Skype program, and you can call up here for free, especially if you are across the pond, Russ. And you can, you know, get international calling without having to pay international rates. That's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm calling in with Skype, too, right now. So, you know, that's how I'm hosting the show, through my Skype. So, holla at me, 805-830-8320. So, I got a mixed playlist here. Got a little new school, little old school, little sadness, little bit of everything on here. And, want to play a track, and I'm gonna say this guy must have been my second crush. And as a little kid, he must have been, yeah, he was my second one. Honestly, Bobby Brown was my first one, so this is my second crush. I'll be sure, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
That right there was Christopher Williams with Every Little Thing That You Do. And before that, we started with my second crush, I'll Be Sure, Night and Day. That album was the best. That was the best album. I remember being about seven years old, and I had the big old 12-inch. That's when we had vinyl, and it had the words printed on the insert. Anybody remember those days? It wasn't no internet back then, or it probably was. We just didn't know about it at that time. You know, it had the words printed on there, big old plastic cover, cardboard cover for the vinyl. And I liked that album. I also liked his rendition of Killing Me Softly. I really did. I was really into that right there. Anyway, shout out to the 718. How you doing? I know who you are. I see you. I know I sound horrible, but, you know, please bear with me. 805-830-8320. We just rock it out right now, playing some good old music on the Monday Night Jukebox. Shout out to the people. I have some new followers and new friends on Facebook. You know, Facebook page been popping today. I've been popular today. I have some new followers. I'm almost to like 100 new followers today. I posted in this page. I'm going to do a shameless plug right now because I dig the page. It's called Fat Girls Are Sexy. Yep, I said it. You heard me right. Fat Girls Are Sexy on Facebook, facebook.com. Do a search for them. And, you know, Fat Girls Empowering. Everything is spelled correctly. They got like over 33,500 members. Big old black ladies. I mean, big old ladies. Belly and everything. So, me being the awesome person that I am, I posted it. I posted my photos up there, so I got some new followers and some new friends, and it's all good. So, you know, if you got a shout out, dedication, you just want to say hi, press that one. Definitely let you on, and holla at me. Sounds going off again? I don't know. Everything looks like it's cool static on this end. I don't know why I keep going out for you, Russ. I apologize. My mic is carrying. I'm connected. I don't know why it's going out for you, babe. Anyway, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and I got a call. What's going on, sir?
Hello, Lady LaCrush. How are you?
I'm doing well, Formal Ray. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Enjoying my day off, well, what's left of it. And how was your weekend?
It was a good weekend.
Well, that's good. For me, it was phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
It was everything I anticipated it would be and more.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very good. My last 3 days have been very eventful, I should say. So it's been, like, extremely bad and extremely good. Like, there's no in-between right now, last 3 days.
Well, I'm sorry about the negative part. Hopefully there's something we can do about that.
Hopefully, I'm trying.
I hear that.
So, what you do today? I mean, you finally got your day off and, you know, did you just run errands? Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did run errands, and I would have to say I did 90% of what I was supposed to do. I did get some rest. I took my time, you know. Did my laundry and stuff. The things that people usually do over the weekend, I did today, and it was cool. I got most of it done, and the rest I'll get done during the week. But it was very restful. My mind was at ease, and, you know, it was cool. It was mostly, you know, it was mostly a good day.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Thank you.
So, let me ask you. Now that you are done with school, you have entered the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how was the transition for you?
The transition was odd, I'd have to say. I mean, you know, going from working a job for 14 years to not doing either school or education one, and then, you know, going back to school, getting my degree, and then entering back the workforce, you know, it was odd, but eventually the transition did go well. It's just that the whole thing is, I've just come across some new dynamics in the workplace that I wasn't familiar with to the extreme. But you know what? I'm making the most of it. I'm focusing on the goal, which is surpassing the current paycheck I received to get something even greater. And, you know, my hopes are up.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Glad things are working out for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad to be on your show once again.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back into this music, because that's what we're here for. It's the music night. It's the Monday night jukebox. And I'm playing some good tunes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, because that's what I like to do. Hold on. Formal break. I'll be right back with you right after this break. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Enjoy myself and formal break.
This is for you. You, my number one. This is for you. You, my number one. Number one.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Now, the first time I hit a mic, I knew I was on to something. When people hear me now, they like, JG, you must be on something. And yo, I don't smoke. But I do inhale the ink vapor when I write this dope. I've been with Betty Ford for so long that she and I should elope. See, when I'm writing, I'm like an addict and an addict. With the pencil and pad, I'm shivering with insomnia, I got it bad. On stage.
I think I'm big me.
On stage, I think I'm Big Meech. I'm the arrogant dealer, addicted to that feeling. You give me the lights, you give me the mic, give me an audience, and I'm high as the ceiling. For me, writing and spitting dope diction is my addiction. I get an idea in my head and I go missing. I'm binge writing at 3 a.m. I've ignored 4 interventions at fam. I can't quit writing or spitting. These habits, I ain't kicking. I can't clear that hurdle. See, my soil too fertile. My brain is Brazil, and that ain't no lie. Which makes me the Pablo Escobar of dope word supply. I suppose I'll be the Amy Winehouse of prose, but the people still love me. I'm the Marion Barry of mic pose. See, I may not be perfect, but I'm perfectly JG. See, I wrote crack. I got my job back. I'm the new Jack that spits Chris Rock so hot, it makes you wonder if a poet ever did it harder. Any venue I spit at, I turn it into the Carter. Any venue that I spit at, I turn it into the Carter. This poetry is an offer you can't refuse, so off with your head if you try to barter. This thing is mine. I don't need La Costa Nostra. Be Scarface. Don't make me remind you poets what Tony Montana was to Sosa, what G-Money was to Nino, what crack was to Pookie is what the mic is to me, so don't waste your time trying to extend your hand. Because the mic keeps calling me, man. See, the Donkey Kong on my back, it slaps away 12-step plans because to write keeps calling me, man. I'm not a casual user. I'm an overindulgent mic abuser. I'm a Black Tuesday urban spirit Zanzibar bruiser. Catch me on writer's block. The who's who of lyrically zooted dudes, they arrested me. And I rearranged the letters in my mugshot into haikus. If words could hurt me, if words could hurt me, then I would be Brittany Murphy. My spirit is kindred to Jimi Hendrix and Eddie Kendricks. I'm a descendant of Jim Belushi and Janis Joplin. I'm a writer till death, and I ain't gonna see myself stopping. So I won't go on Dr. Drew acting, because I know what's gonna happen. I'm just like Whitney Houston, I fall off the wagon. I get a rush when I deliver uncut lines to turn poetry fans into Lindsay Lohan. See, I love it. I need it. You cut me open, I bleed it. I took a urinary test, but I failed it because I peed it. Methadone can't impede this. Bikes grip, mind trip that leaves me fiending for mics to rip. If you take poetry away from me, I might slip. I might flip into a life of crime. I'll graffiti poems on every surface I can find in my mind. I'm fine. As long as I'm snorting the rhymes that I'm put between lines. See, I cannot change. I am what I am. I'm a lifelong failure of 12-step plans because the mic, because to write, the mic, to write, the mic, to write, the mic keeps calling me, man.
You all right?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. That was JG the Juggernaut. Very good friend of Fall Fantasy Radio. It keeps calling me the name of that piece. And before that, we start off with some Usher, Superstar. I got Formal Ray holding me down right now.
Hey, hey.
Formal Ray.
Hey, doing great. Just loving everything I'm hearing.
Okay, okay. You like that poetry piece right there?
Loved it. I loved it. I respected it. He was very creative, very intelligent brother.
Yes, he is. He is very, very down to earth, representing Ohio.
Wow.
Check him out on Facebook at JG the Juggernaut. That's J-U-G-G-A-G. Wait. It's J-U-G-G-A-N-A-U-T. There we go. So he was on an interview about a year ago. We had him on here, and he shared some stuff with me. I got a new piece from him, too. I may play it tomorrow. Got a new piece from him. I just haven't got a chance to put it on the board yet, but I'll definitely be playing a new piece from him. All right, we got the 313. Calling, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yes, R. Rich. I'm not from here in the building.
Oh, that's what's up, R. Rich. How you doing?
I'm all right, I'm all right. I see I'm not the only one that's trying to get myself on the map to represent the Midwest when it comes to the poetry.
No. JG the Juggernaut is holding it down. He's in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, he represents the Midwest pretty good.
Yep, he is definitely holding it down over there. He does phenomenal work. I definitely like his albums. I think I got both of them. He's on Reverb Nation as well, so y'all can definitely check that out.
Now, that's not to cut you off, but that's something I've been trying to find out how I can go about doing Reverb Nation and doing a MySpace page. So when I get ready to do my material, I can have a page set up.
Uh-huh. Well, Reverb Nation is quite easy. I got a Reverb Nation page, but I'm not an artist on there. But everything is self-explanatory. You know, just go in there and make a free account as an artist and upload your stuff.
Okay.
That's really it. I mean, you know, you can go up there as an artist, upload your stuff. You know, the main thing is when you do these sites, the MySpace, the Reverb Nation, the Facebook, you know, you got to do a little bit of everything. You got to be your manager. You got to be your publicist. You definitely got to promote these things. You know, my thing is, if you want a place to display your stuff, like, you know, that's what's good with Reverb Nation. You could put your pieces up there. But I suggest you also get you about.me page. And what that does is that puts all your pages on one spot. You don't have to keep giving out the MySpace, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. You know, there's just this one link, and it connects to all your stuff. You know, so, you know, once you get all your pages together, your fan page, your Twitter account, your MySpace, your Bebo, whatever, definitely check out about.me. And make an account there. So do you have some MP3 of your work?
No, I don't. Everything I have done.
Do you have your notebook next to you?
No, I do not. And the reason for that is because I just really didn't feel like looking for it today. But No, I don't have anything done by MP3, anything like that. Anything that I ever had done was face-to-face with people or other times when I did have my notebooks near me and stuff over the phone.
Okay, well, you know, you can always call up here and spit something and, you know, let us hear what you got to offer.
Yeah.
What about you, Formo Ray? You ever dabbed in writing poetry or short stories or anything?
Well, people say I'm a great storyteller, so I'm considering the book thing.
Uh-huh.
As far as me being a poet, jury's still out on that.
You know, I was actually thinking about that too. I came across a website for those that are writers and, you know, maybe don't want to do spoken word, but, you know, you do have poetry and stuff like that. There's a website called Blurb. That's BLURB.com. What it does is it offers you a program that you download to your computer, and you can actually create your own book. It's really simple, type, cut and paste. You know, you got to give credit where credit is due if you're using somebody else's photo, but, you know, you can always take your cell phone or something like that and go to the park and take pictures of nature. You know, you don't have to give credit to creditors. But you know, once you finish your book, you can publish it, and they'll print it for you. And they have different sizes that you can do. You can even buy it yourself, you know, to have a hard copy yourself. They got paperback. They got hardcover. They got the small travel size. They got the really big picture book. I mean, they have all these different types of templates you can use as well. So I was thinking of doing something like that. Maybe, you know, once I get myself situated, I may look into doing something like that. You know, it don't have to be a whole lot of pages, you know. Couple of poems now, here and there.
I'm going to ask you to inbox all those websites and information you explained to me about uploading the pages and all that stuff. If you inbox it to my Facebook, that way I can go back later and review everything and take it step by step and try to start putting things in order, because it's a thing that I really have been trying to do for the last couple of years. Just never knew how to go exactly about how, you know, to do it myself.
Right. There's a few websites out there that, you know, I've come across because, like I said, I looked into it as well. There's Lulu.com, Blurb.com. You know, sometimes they charge you a fee, but sometimes you can just do it on your own. Get you an IBM, get you a barcode. And you can sell it on Amazon. You can sell it directly from that website, you know. So you don't have to be with a big publisher. You don't have to be with no big publisher to get a book out there. You know what I mean? And if that's if you like doing it for the craft of things, you know, even if you have a camera and you want to take photos, like they even let you do it with your Instagram photos. You can create a book with your Instagram photos or your Facebook photos. You can create a book, a magazine, and they print it out and stuff. Anyway, that's blurb.com. They're not paying me, but I go ahead and promote anyway because I'm all about helping my fellow friends. Anyway, let me get back to this music, and I'm going to be right back.
All right.
Why my thing? Okay, sorry guys, my board is frozen. So at this time, I will just continue talking. You're tuned into Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart. That call-in number to join the conversation, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Call us up, chat with us. I got Formal Ray representing Staten Island. We also got Rich representing Detroit, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully it'll work right now.
Hey, yo, just turn me up.
Yo.
It's been a long time.
Turn me up a little
bit
more. I
want to make sure they can feel me.
Turn me up
just a little bit
like
more.
That.
Can you feel me?
Do that shit. Do that shit. Do it.
For a second, you don't know who I am and what I do. Let's just put it to the side.
Come on.
I can feel your heart beating, I can hear you breathing. Look into your eyes, trying to see into your mind, see into your soul. No limits to the levels me and you can go when it's me that's in control. But it's something about you that make me want to change.
Yeah.
I like the way you dance and the way you play the game.
I
like the way you take away the pain. The way you tell me that you want it, not saying a thing. The way you got me going out of my brain.
Uh-huh.
I see us going at it, going in and out of them lanes. I don't want your innocence, I don't want you to stutter. I don't want a commitment and I don't want you to suffer. I don't want your number, baby, I want you to wonder. Want you to come up looking like it's something you wanna.
Tell me, what you thinking about when you got me waiting patiently? Usually I don't have to wait for nobody. But it's something about you that really got me feeling weak. And I'm trying to find a word to see. Boy, I got my eyes on.
Like it.
want it.
And you don't have to fight it.
Come on.
Baby,
yes. Okay, yes.
I like it.
I want it. Yes.
Yo, let me talk to you one time, baby girl. Cut it out.
Your dreams fulfilled, you're rocking with the best. Unforgivable, I'ma push your limits to the test. You're pulsating, your heart is beating out of your chest. Y'all hyperventilating, you're trying to catch your breath. I'm the first, I'm the next, I'm the end. I'm the force in your thoughts that'll make your mind bend.
Come on.
Look how I approach you, look how I expose you.
Uh-huh.
Look how I've studied every move, now I know you.
I
don't wanna control you, I wanna console you. And do everything that I told you.
I told
get high
you.
With me,
come,
come touch the sky with me.
Yeah.
Fly
yeah.
with me, see life in new eyes with me. I'm the dream, I'm the one, I'm the reason you come. I'm a king, I'm a hung, I'm a beast.
I'm a beast.
I'm the last in your eyes, see the passion inside
yeah.
me is yours, now confine me. Come
tell
on.
Me. What you thinking about when your hands is all on me? Cause I've been thinking about all the possibilities. In no other place that I really wanna be. Cause you're sweating me off my feet. Oh, I got my eyes on you. Ooh, tell me what you wanna do. Listen to you in my bones.
I don't even know.
Your words are hard in the first place. Now I know, baby.
Hey, good folks. Welcome back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt. It's La Crush Hearts. You are tuned into Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We are playing some tunes right there. That was Estelle with Thank You. And before that, play some Diddy, Tell Me. And I'm doing a little bit of everything. And for some reason, the page keeps freezing on me. Some bullshit right here. And I'm hot. Sitting up here sweating. Oh, sheesh. I guess because I don't feel good. I think that's what it is. But anyway. 805-830-8320. Join myself and Formal Ray and R. Rich. What's up, guys?
Nothing much at all.
You enjoying the music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sure you ain't hot over here because of some other things you were doing before the show?
No. I wasn't doing anything for the store. I haven't been feeling well, so I haven't been doing anything.
Yeah, I read your post about how you burnt yourself with the water.
Yeah. I burnt myself on my tit and my arm, and it's like black right now. So not cute.
I'm really sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it still hurts too. Bullshit. It's okay. Okay, I'm a trooper. I didn't cry. I wanted to, but I didn't. It's all good though. All right, so I actually put out a few websites out there today. So what about you, Ray? Would you think about doing a mini book of like short stories or something?
You know what? I do think about that, but I'll tell you this, what people are pressing me about is that they say that I should just write a book about the things I've experienced and the things I've seen, because they say that Hollywood writers have yet to come up with the things I've lived and experienced. So they say I should definitely write a book.
Oh, write a full
That's what
book.
I've been told.
Oh, so what do you want to do? Ask you about yourself.
Excuse me?
I'm asking you about yourself. Okay, that's what you've been told, but what is it you want to do?
And well, what I would really want to do is, you know, everybody's writing love books and everything. I personally would want to write about love from the common sense aspect.
The common who?
Love from the common sense aspect. That's not the name of the title, but that would be the subject matter. I just have to come up with a title and a target audience, you know?
Oh. And when do you think you're going to do that?
When? That's a good question. I see myself actually doing this before the year ends.
Oh, okay.
Because and I say that to say, you know, first comes the process of jotting down my thoughts and then assembling it the right way so that there's a flow. And then
uh-huh.
I continue on from there.
Uh-huh. All right, well, look forward to it. We should have 3 or 4 books come out next year from Phone Fantasy Radio listeners.
I know, right? Especially at the rate we're going.
Uh-huh. It's all good, though. It's definitely all good. the playing music. They're chopping it up. Russ and Dre, once again, on their little tangent on left field, talking about movies and carrying on over there. Shout out to Russ and Dre in the chat room. All right, so I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to ask y'all, on a scale of 1 to 10, where does this song rate for you? Okay?
Are you doing any requests tonight or no?
No, I'm not doing any requests tonight. I don't have it. Keep telling you to text me.
Oh, no, I just thought about it because I didn't come on here, what was that, Friday? I didn't
right.
come on here because I forgot.
I passed out Friday, and the show isn't.
And I was,
the show isn't early Friday.
Oh, okay. I was going to have you play that Erykah Badu song, You Better Call Tyrone, because... because Thursday, when I hung out for Valentine's Day, this guy admitted to his girlfriend that he had been dating for 7 years that the kids she had been taking to school and picking up from school and stuff since they've been together and stuff was not his guy kids and nieces and nephews, but his actual younger set of kids. And their mother was actually not just a friend of his, but his ex-wife. And she slapped her. And that's how they hemmed him up and took him out in front of everybody. And then he went on to tell her everything.
Wow.
So that had been a dedication to him getting his bell hooked.
Oh. Well, I see what I can do, but I'm making no promises. So, y'all, take a listen to this song. It's an old school track. And tell me where it rates for you in your current situation. Be right back.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. Complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that a girlfriend got, and what she ain't got. And she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're holding me now, waiting until. When I
Too young for garment sexy, too mature for pretty boy swag, then you've come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip-hop.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Teacher.
wasn't worth my time of day. But you know, when you're in love, can't nobody tell you nothing. So I just kept on waiting and waiting, hoping he'd fill all the empty spaces in my life. Everybody tried to tell me about him. But you know, it's nothing like leading a blind horse to a pasture. You see, they can smell the grass, but they just don't know their way through it. But girl, just when I was about ready to throw up my hands and give up, oh love, real love walked in, girls. I'm talking about the kind you can hold on to in the middle of the night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems like he turned my entire life around, and I'm through with all those old love games and them guys messing around with so many girls I can't even name. You see, I knew
about that. All right, that was from Miss Howard. Love New Management. And before then, I played Bobby Womack's I Think You're Lonely Now. Two classic songs. Maybe one, both of my favorites. Flava Ray, you still with me? What are your thoughts on the selection?
They're great quality songs. And, you know, at this point in my life, I can honestly say that Love is a New Management. You know, I could relate to that very well, especially from a mental and spiritual standpoint as far as the way I see things, you know.
Right.
And if as far as Bobby Womack's song, If You Think You're Lonely Now, I mean, that I related to that fully at one time. I mean, we've all gone through a phase where, you know, where loneliness is such an anvil on our minds and on our hearts. I'm glad to say I don't feel that way anymore, but I could relate to it at one time.
I totally agree with you on both aspects of it. I have another caller who's trying to get on, I believe. I'm going to go ahead and let him on. 678, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Dre calling from Atlanta.
How you doing?
Alright.
Okay. Welcome to the show. We're talking about two classic songs I just played. Mickey Howard, Love Under New Management, and Bobby Womack, If You Think You're Lonely Now. Do you know those songs?
A little something about it. Yeah, I like them songs.
You like them songs? Do they apply to your life now?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Huh? Not a problem. you know, you called up here today. You're chilling. You're enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Folks, you are tuned into Musically Inclined with Emma Crush Hart, 805-830-8320. Press that one. I'll definitely let you on. So, Ray.
Yes.
at this point in time, as far as relationships go, in general, as far as your life is, what would you say is your theme song?
You sure you want me to end this?
Yeah.
Shout out to the late Dwight Myers. It would be Heavy D and the Boys. Somebody for me.
Somebody for you.
That's right.
That'll be your theme song?
Yeah, that would be my theme song. Matter of fact, it's been my theme song for a long while now. Not on the point of the celebrity standpoint, of course, but for a lot of other factors in the song, if anyone listened to the lyrics, you know. Yeah, somebody for me.
Okay. What about you, chat room? What will be your theme song right now? What about you, Atlanta? What will be your theme song right now?
Theme song, I don't know. I like all slow jams.
It don't have to be a slow jam, bro.
I don't know.
All right, well, you know what? Think about it, and we'll be right back. You are tuned into Musically Inclined. My theme song would be Jill Scott, My Love. That'll be my theme song. Right now I'm going to play some 50 Cent, though.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how strong I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get your bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up and sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. In a rodeo, you ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she gets to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch him? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping. On my champagne campaign, bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle, it's on. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going to get
I'll have to spend all you.
yes, I see you. You're looking out, Doc. Let's go. Late night, chilling on the FDR in your car. We coming from some sports bar. I don't know where we were, but I know where we're going. Damn, you're so hot, you got my juice flowing. The matching colors happened by accident. I'm so turned on, that's just from the scent of your hair. That's why I do stare. I know that you see me, but I really don't care. We rolling through the city on this cool fall night. You from Southside, I'm showing you the sights. NYC, Harlem born cat. That's usually kind of loud, but now I fall back. I play my position as you do yours. Caught up in the moment, so I just pause. Damn, shorty, where the hell you come from? And can you tell me how you got me so sprung? Yeah, I'm sprung, and that's no lie. Kinda like I'm on a natural high. Damn, you so fly, and this is true. If you seen my girl, you would be sprung too. I am sprung, and that's no lie. Kinda like I'm on a natural high. 5'5" brown eyes got me hypnotized. Damn, I'm sprung, and that's no lie. I am too. Down on Michigan Ave, holding hands while we carrying bags. In and out of stores, crowds before. All I can think about is them Vickies you brought. Red ones, black ones, ones with stripes. Damn, it's gonna be one hell of a night. The scene, we back at the Drake Hotel. King size bed, covered with rose petals. Out of the shower, you're dripping wet. Chocolate and champagne, the mood is set. Lights are dim as I kiss your neck. Back against the wall, we start to sweat. All around the room, we doing our thing. My celly is turned off, I don't care if it rings. I'm so into you, our bodies become one. Damn, shorty, you got me sprung. Yeah, I'm sprung, and that's no lie. Kinda like I'm on a natural high. Damn, you so fly, and this is true. If you seen my girl, you would be sprung too. I am sprung, and that's no lie. Kinda like I'm on a natural high. 5'5" brown eyes got me hypnotized. Damn, I'm sprung, and that's no lie. I am sprung.
Chilling at the Chinese land, red carpet premiere, see we hand in hand. Cameras flashing, tons of celebrities, but you're the only star I see. I'm dripped in black, you in all white. I'm right by your side the whole damn night. Everyone tells us our love is real, so you grab your award and we back in the hills. Peel you out the dress when you hit the door. It slithers off your body and hits the floor. Before you know it, so you're in my arms. Passion so hot, it's a false alarm. Damn girl, tell me where you come from. I haven't felt this way since I was young. You got me open, I feel like a king. The next move for me is to give you the ring. Yeah, I'm sprung, and that's no lie. Kinda like I'm on a natural high. Damn, you so fly, and this is true. If you seen my girl, you would be sprung too. I am sprung, and that's no lie. Kinda like I'm on a natural high. 5'5" brown eyes got me hypnotized. Damn, I'm sprung, and that's no lie. I am sprung.
Hey folks, sorry about that. It seems my computer froze for a minute there. Real sorry about that. Welcome back. That right there was I'm Sprung by John O of the Gecko Brothers. Definitely get his album called Hip Hop, Love, and My Love. I'm sorry, I got the name all wrong. I'll get the name for y'all. I thought I could get it off the top, but I can't remember the name. 50 Cent Candy Shop. Good way to start off that set right there. I'm going to bring my boys on, R. Rich and Formal Ray.
Hey.
You know, had your feet tapping there, Formal Ray?
What'd you say?
Did I have your feet tapping there?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. especially with, you know, the very last song you just played about being sprung. Oh, yo, man. That's the type of marriage I want to have.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So, tomorrow's the honey sweet. I talk about my weekend. I tell y'all in details what happened to me, how it happened, all that good stuff. Because as y'all know, I celebrated Valentine's Day on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting into that conversation on the honey sweet.
Hey, part of that had something to do with last week when you said you just went around to the corner store and you went somewhere else.
No, I didn't. I never went to the corner store. I went to sleep. I went to sleep. I don't know what kind of person you think I am, Rich.
You keep saying you're a good girl, but I think you got a little bad in you.
No, I really am a good girl. I spend my weekends at home on a computer. Unless somebody invites me out. And that doesn't
That's what happened that night last week. You told him he was going to the store, but you really got invited to meet up with somebody, I believe.
No. Not at all. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's see, we got 22 minutes remaining. Really? That's it? Wow.
Time flies fast when you're having fun.
Is that what
and
it
when is? Time flies fast when you're having fun and when you love what you do.
Oh, so that's the jumper. All right, because I don't know where the time went. All right, so there's this song that I definitely like. I think I should slow it down just a tad bit that I want to play.
All right.
It's a very sexy song to me. So, what song gets you in the mood?
I have quite a few different songs myself.
Right, but what's that one song that you hear it, you got a tingling feeling, you know you want it?
One of the songs that come to my mind right now, and this is because of the mystery woman that I dedicated songs to.
Uh-huh.
I would have to say the song would be for that particular woman. It would have to be Genuine, My Whole Life Has Changed.
Oh. What about you, Ray?
Boy.
Since it's been so long, right?
Yeah, I know, right? But if I had to get down to it, it's got to be my mentor Barry White, and he did a song off the same album that Practice What You Preach came from. He had a song called Don't You Wanna Know.
Okay.
Trust me, it's a sexy song.
All right. I'll take a listen to it. I'll find it and listen to it. I'll go to YouTube and I'll report back tomorrow.
But can I say one other thing?
Uh-huh, sure.
All right, that gets me in the mood, but the song from the song that really gets me going when it's already in progress.
Uh-huh.
It has to be Barry White and Isaac Hayes, Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
Well, since former Wright went there, another song that I have to take will have to be 112 Anywhere. To keep things going.
Anywhere. All right. I'm going to have to say, the song that, like, once you start it, I'm going to have to go with Major Harris, Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Okay.
What song was that?
Major Harris, Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Gotta rest his soul.
That song, you put that on, it's over. It'll sop you up like a biscuit. And I have to say the song that actually, you know, I don't mind listening to
In the meantime, it would have to be, I want to go with Kissing You by Keith Washington.
Ah, classic.
Or If This World Was Mine by Luther. Depends on how I feel about the dude.
Okay, since you made the third song, my third song will have to be Just Like Candy by Cameo.
I didn't make a third song. Russ in the chat room said, he said, yes to Isaac Hayes. And he said, from the Woman in Red soundtrack, Stevie Wonder and Dionne Warwick, It's You.
Oh,
wow.
Mhm. So, you know, they talk about some ratchetness that happened over the weekend in the chat room. Anyway, call up, let us know, 805-830-8320. I think I'm at my last set right now, so I'm going to play something nice.
Huh? Did any woman in the chat room have any comments about their song?
Huh?
Did any woman in the chat room have a comment about the song question that we just mentioned?
Oh, no, there is no women in the chat room. Oh,
okay.
Man. I'm the only woman in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. I'm all you got tonight. Stuck with me. All right, so I'm going to play this song. You know what? I'm lying. I take everything back. I'm going to go with this song right here. And I'm trying to keep it modern. Ruben Stutter.
Look around and see, it's just you and me, baby. The atmosphere is love. The thunder's rolling, hit the lights, cause they keep going in and out. I'd rather see your silhouette once the candles let home. Keep it coming, baby. Candles burn.
They will still be going on
and on.
They're coming
together
tomorrow.
The sun will be shining, but well, baby.
Just let the candles burn.
Don't be surprised if I start to cry from the emotions taking over our body, your body and mine.
Reply.
Is I won't stop, like these candles will be burning all night.
Keep it
coming, baby.
All night long.
So after the candles burn,
and we'll still be going
on and on,
all
and on. The sun will be shining.
almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice a curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a contradiction, and if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, then I'll be your water, and you're the perfect plan I never thought of. Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes are lighted. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. Don't stop to lift the wind blows in my hair.
Together. And before that, I played After the Candles Burn with Ruben Sutter. And I'm going to have to say After the Candles Burn will replace Level. No, no, mine. That got to stay. That got to stay. That got to stay right there. Level Wiki Wake. That got to stay. But it will replace kissing you. Yeah. Make me feel some type of way when I hear it. Formal Ray, R. Rich, we are down to the last 10 minutes of the show. This is the time I'm going to ask you, do you have any last remarks, final thoughts, shout-outs you would like to do right now?
Formal Ray, you go ahead first.
Okay, what about you, Orich?
Man, the only thing is, I didn't make it on here at the beginning of the show. I made it on here when I got up on here, and the show was pretty good and everything. Then on Facebook and stuff, you know, reading everybody's statuses and everything, it just seems like now I'm going to say that everybody's, you know, dealing with something or, man, what would it stop? You know what I mean? Like, all the bad stuff taking place, you're trying to do good, and it's like certain circumstances almost make you think, like, maybe I should do, you know, the opposite to make my circumstances a little bit better. But at the same time, I know others know personally that that's not the right choice. You know, I just think that it's time for a change and everybody, you know, on any way to make it to the other side of truth.
Okay. Interesting. Former Ray, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I was asking, any final thoughts or any last words before we get out of here?
Yeah, just wanted to say, you know, it was a great day to be on the show. I always love being on your show, and I just look forward to many more from La Crush Heart and from Phone Fantasy Radio. And thanks for having me on, and thanks for your kindness and all the wonderful things.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Really, I do. Thank you both for tuning in and holding it down with me. Just a reminder, I will be back on air tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on PhoneFantasyRadio.com with the Honey Suite. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be talking about the weekend and what Valentine's Day after the fact date brought for me. Hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also, sign up for the Week of Love giveaway. We only got a few more hours, actually. It ends at 12 midnight tonight. 12 a.m., that's when the contest ends. And I'll be announcing the winner tomorrow night on the Honey Suite. So if you haven't signed up, definitely sign up. Go to Full Fantasy Radio like page. Or even if you are tuned in right now from the website, PhoneFantasyRadio.com, there's a button on there that says Enter the Win. Just scroll down, click on that button. It'll take you to the page, go to the end, and log in, and sign up. And so you could possibly win $25 Visa check card, Visa gift card from Phone Fantasy Radio.
Are you
going to spend your Friday? I'm on Twitter, at LaCrush Heart, and at Phone Fan Radio. Huh?
Are you doing anything on here this Friday?
Am I doing anything Friday?
On the radio show for Friday.
No. I'm back on a regular program right now, Monday to Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Right, we're back on a regular schedule right now, Monday to Wednesday.
Okay. We would need more callers to call, more female callers to call in for the idea that I had, but yeah.
Well, hit me up in Facebook and let's talk about it. All right, folks. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Get some sleep, folks. Get some sleep. And right now, I think I should end off with a song. Why not? Right now, I'm going to end off with Lowry Fallen. Indie artist Lowry Edwards at lowryedwards.bandcamp.com. His latest single, he debuted it on Valentine's Day right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Week of Love Celebration. It's called Fallen. Lowry Edwards, good night.
Baby, you know how I fall. I love you more than my eyes can see. I promise to love you with everything. Wanna be your all and all, forever I'll be. I will give you all.